Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we got lots to talk about here tonight, including Binance, the world's largest, most popular, largest market cap, I guess, cryptocurrency exchange, is being targeted because they've done business with people, apparently, in Iran. And that's a no-no. So in the studio right now, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody is in the building. I think he'll be joining us shortly. The number again, 603-283-6160. We will also go right into your phone calls and thoughts. I think, is this Major Payne?
Yeah, but I didn't want to get on the air. I was just going to get.
Well, don't call a talk show if you don't want to get on the air, Major. What's on your mind?
Well, there is a song that was released today only on Truth Social and has gone number one on the country charts.
Really?
Just from that. Yeah, the guy's name is John Rich. He does the opening music for Sean Hannity's show, but the name of the song is Progress.
Okay.
And the hook of the song is you can take your progress and put on Don't Shine. So I think
it's anti-progress.
I want you to listen to the song during one of the breaks. You guys will get a hoot out of it.
Okay. Well, I'm not on Truth Social, so how am I going to get it?
No. It's like I said. It went number one on the viral. The only place it was played today on the radio was on Sean Hannity. So you can pull it off of that.
Okay.
If nothing else. But anyway, just the fact that song, from only being released on one Twitter site, has gone viral. And number one, you listen to the song, you'll understand that it tells exactly what the temperament of the people are right now.
Now, how does one determine whether a song has gone number one?
Check the country music charts. They got whatever's hitting viral right now is on top.
Well, I don't think they judge the... I mean, it's been a while since I've looked at Billboard, but I'm pretty sure Billboard doesn't look at Internet plays as far as their ratings are concerned.
Well...
You're saying this is on... You're saying this is... It's hitting on country music radio stations real big?
No, it just... It was only... The first time it was played was today, and I heard it.
Okay. Because I'm going to say right now, I mean, at 6,400 views, I mean, that's not a whole lot. I mean, it's not terrible or anything, but I wouldn't call that viral. Maybe... Go ahead.
They're probably beating the numbers down, if what I'm saying is correct.
Could be. So this person is against progress. Does that mean it's just an attack against the progressive movement?
No, it's like I said, you guys really need to hear the song. He talks about the gas prices, all the hoorah that's going on, how the people are being blinded by all these the new Green Deal and every other thing.
Gotcha.
So it's a hell of a tune.
All right, man.
Like I said, punch it up during the break if you can.
All right, well, thank you, Major Payne. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Country music, very, very popular format here in the United States. Doesn't do much for me, personally. I know, Chris, you're not much into music at all.
What's country music?
The number one music format in the United States. That's what it is.
Is that real?
As far as radio stations are concerned.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. The number's, again, 603-283-6160. So we got the Binance Iran story to talk about, but more important than that, I think, at least at the moment, is the big poll that has been released. And I call it big not because it has a large sample size. It has enough. It's a scientifically, I think, succinct, appropriate poll. But not that it has a large sample size, but that it is the first of its kind.
I mean, it's certainly larger than a lot of studies out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
625 people were the sample size here in New Hampshire. And what makes
poll itself was much bigger than that, right?
Well, there were 625 people in New Hampshire, so that was the poll in New Hampshire.
There were several,
there were seven other states in which it was. It was 625 people per state.
Okay.
That this was conducted. And so they looked at the southern states, basically east of Texas into the east, so the whole strip of southern states all the way to Florida. And they looked at Hawaii, and they looked at New Hampshire, and asked people a series of questions about independence, about declaring independence from the United States. And under what circumstances people would be interested in that or not. And so the numbers we had talked earlier this week about Texas, because the numbers for seven of the eight states were actually out, I think, on Monday or Tuesday this week. So we already covered some of that. But the New Hampshire numbers hadn't come out until today or late last night. And I was able to get from Alu Axelman, who is a the Liberty Block, his website, libertyblock.com, access to the actual, you know, the PDF, the actual numbers that came out from the survey company, which is called Survey USA. And just, it's been a busy day with me editing video from the court hearing the other day where they kicked people out of court because an CO2 sensor went off during the middle of the court hearing with a fairly low reading. But what happened was, you know, I wasn't able to really dig through these numbers, but I do have them in front of me, so we're going to look at some of the interesting takeaways from this. One interesting number, of course, one of the most important questions, this is a 27-question survey, but some of them just kind of talk about, well, do you trust the federal government more than the state government? And, you know, what would happen if Hawaii seceded? Would you want the military to intervene? So there's a bunch of interesting questions in here. But really the most important question has to be number 19, I think, which is, I would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country. And that's a pretty straightforward question. That's the one that, you know, really want to see answered by people. Because prior to this survey, a lot of the secession-related polls, number one, they haven't focused on New Hampshire. They just talk to people across the United States. Or in the best one that happened prior to this was last year, where they talked to people in different regions, and they asked people in different regions if they wanted to see their state secede and join a regional sort of federation. So there would be like the England country, and then there'd be the Southeast country, and then there'd be the Western country. And I mean, it would still be better than being under the United States.
But, yeah, I mean,
but that number got
probably
about
fewer wars overseas, right?
Yeah, that number got about 34% in New England. And the Republicans, I think, on that one were like 27-26%. And it was actually the Democrats who voted higher than the Republicans on that one, which was interesting. But again, that was about getting the New England states to secede and join their own union. So we never had seen anything focusing just on New Hampshire until now. So here are the results from the survey. Again, surveyusa.com. The number of people in New Hampshire who right now in 2022, this was taken in late June, who either strongly or somewhat agree with the statement that New Hampshire, I would prefer New Hampshire govern itself as an independent country, is 29%. So it's actually 14% strongly agree and 15% somewhat.
Now that was the overall number, correct?
Of people in New Hampshire who said, I would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country.
That's not bad.
It's actually pretty good. It's not quite one out of three, but close.
I mean, considering that NH exit is just barely on anybody's radar at this point.
Correct. Well, but that's not to say that the idea of independence hasn't been on people's radar, or that the thought of national divorce has. I mean, that's been getting talked about for the last year.
I'm just thinking more compared to maybe Texas, which it's been in the news for decades, you know, as opposed to New Hampshire, what, a decade? I mean, half a decade ago, NH exit was sort
of 10 years ago. But, I mean, they've never had any prominence.
Right. It's been a couple of small protests of five or six people, and that's about it. Whereas, you know, it got more substantial much more recently in the past year. But up until, you know, this year, you know, who in the public has really heard about it?
So in addition to the 29% who either strongly or somewhat agree with those statements, there's another 14% that said they weren't sure. So that's still altogether, it's still not half. It certainly isn't enough to to pass a two-thirds required constitutional amendment.
Sure.
But it is a good starting point. to say roughly one out of three people that live in New Hampshire today are already ready to be an independent country. So that is, I would rather start there than start at 10%.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start at 5%. So we're talking about 29% here. We got more coming up. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. And there's some interesting, like when you start breaking down the demographics on this as well, it gets even more interesting. We'll share that with you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're celebrating what I consider to be good news. And you didn't say this on the air yet, Chris, but you said you were disappointed off the air last night when the numbers came out from this poll. And I want to talk about that. Like, you know, why you thought they were disappointing. And we'll get into it coming up here in just a moment. But we're talking about some very important poll numbers because they're the first to come out of here, New Hampshire, looking at a scientific poll with 625 respondents about various questions related to New Hampshire independence and independence from the federal government in general, independence for other states like Texas and Hawaii and California. There were actually eight states that were studied, 625 respondents in each of the states. I have not looked at any of the other states except for Texas, so you know, I don't know what the rest of them look like. But if you want to join the show, you can, 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is, of course, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can head over and click Get Started at the top of the page. And then that will send you over to some introductory videos and such where you can learn about the basics about cryptocurrency. You don't want to jump into crypto without understanding at least some basic concepts about decentralization of money and what it is that makes cryptocurrency special. So take the time, click Get Started at the top of the page. Just go to Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those as well. Just visit news.bitcoin.com to do that. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening, everyone. I'm calling because several nights ago, the hosts on the show that I absolutely love listening to, as well as all the callers from around the nation, you guys had an awesome, educational, academically stimulating, wonderful program where the captain was reviewing and explaining and outlining for all of us listeners across the nation about Milton Friedman's 12 points of economic theory.
Oh, okay.
I loved it.
Oh, cool.
It was one of the best shows.
Oh, great. I'm really glad to hear that. I wasn't
and
here
I
for that
tell
one,
you
so
all
I didn't get to hear it.
Well, permit me this moment.
For listeners that want to know, that was Saturday night's show if they missed it. So they can go back to freetalklive.com and grab it there.
I've been in academics for many years in three different states, as well as specializing in appellate law. And I always loved and still do being a professor. I told many of my colleagues in the economics department, of which I am not, how wonderful the program was and how much I learned. And I'm just calling to compliment that show. It was wonderful.
All right, Gigi. Well, thank you for the kind words. Appreciate it. And as I said, folks that want to hear that can go and grab it anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the podcast, I don't know what you call it, player, little widget on the site. Or if you can't find it, just go use the top menu and go to the archive section. You'll find it there, and then you can just scroll back to Saturday and download. Gigi says it was great. I unfortunately wasn't here for it, so I didn't get to hear the show, but I'm glad she liked it. Thank you, Gigi. So, Chris, the numbers here are, I think, encouraging. I was really happy that 29% of the people of New Hampshire right now are already saying they would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country. And you said that was lower than you were expecting.
No. Not so much lower than I was expecting. More, I was hopeful. Is the best way to phrase it. And I was hopeful because of numbers that I was seeing elsewhere and the people I was talking to on the street and what I was hearing from other people. It wasn't scientific polls. And so, you know, I didn't know, right? But it got my hopes up. I didn't expect it to be 70 to 78%, something like that.
Because you're referring to an internet poll that the union leader did.
Yep.
What is it, last year, I think, at some point?
Yep.
it was after the whole CACR 32, the bill that had been put forward to put a constitutional amendment out there to allow the people of New Hampshire to vote. In after that had sort of started working its way through the system, the union leader put a poll out, and it got over 70% of people.
And don't get me wrong, I figured that poll, the 78% especially, was, you know, libertarians voting it up, right?
Must have been.
I figured that much.
Yeah.
But I was hoping we'd have a number that was maybe, you know, I would have been ecstatic if we had gotten to 50%+. And,
well, I mean, obviously, yeah, that would have been incredible.
And so in some sense, yeah, I was a little disappointed, but that's because my expectations were too high.
If it had gone that high, I would have been dubious of the results of the poll, honestly, because
yeah, you're right.
It would have been
you're right.
I
think you're right.
True.
But the poll did come out with some very interesting numbers that I think are beneficial that we'll, I think we're going to get into
here.
But I don't want to jump into it before you get further in. But
so just looking at this one question of I would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country, there's a bunch of breakdowns as far as demographics are concerned. They looked at gender. They looked at age. They looked at race, which I don't think they got many people of other races because New Hampshire doesn't have a lot. They looked at ideology. They looked at party affiliation. Voting habits, education, whether they own a home, and their urbanicity. And there's some really interesting takeaways here. The first one to look at is, of course, the one that makes the number bigger, which is the number of Republicans who agreed either somewhat or strongly agreed with the statement they would prefer New Hampshire to govern as an independent country. With Republicans, it's 52%.
And that's the number that made me smile.
Yeah.
Because 52% means that there is actually support in the Republican Party for amongst its supporters anyway.
Yes.
For independence. Now, the question is, will that convince the Republican on the fence, the you know, your representatives,
right,
to switch from being against independence or being not having a position on it to supporting it,
or to quietly being in favor of it but not wanting to say anything publicly because they were afraid that they might lose their re-election.
Right.
Which was I don't know how many of them there were, but I bet you there's a few dozen of them at least.
And if I'm not mistaken, there are, and what, you know, there's another interesting question that I don't think the poll got into, was the majority of people in New Hampshire are independent. So the question is,
the plurality.
Yeah, plurality.
So there's more people who are what they call undeclared voters. So in New Hampshire, Libertarian Party's not on, like, an official party. So there's only the Republicans, the Democrats, and then there's a different category of undeclared. They are the plurality, meaning there are more undeclared voters than there are Republican voters, and there are more undeclared voters than there are Democrat voters, but there's not more than both Republicans and Democrats combined.
What makes me, that makes me kind of wonder what, you know, how did the poll, how did it, I mean, they broke it down between Republican and Democrat, but not...
And independent. And the independent numbers are kind of weak.
Interesting.
So here's the independent numbers. So strongly and somewhat agree, you got 13 and 11%, so that's 24% of independents think it's a
that
good
is
idea
weak
to govern itself as an independent country.
Hmm.
Democrats are the lowest, of course, with 7 saying strongly agree and 12% somewhat agree, so 19%. So independents more likely to support than Democrats, but nowhere near as likely as the Republicans here in New Hampshire. But again, this is just getting started, and I think it was Alu who pointed out in his article, maybe
oh, yeah,
the Foundation.
He makes a very good point about all this.
That this things can change.
And they'll change quick, too.
And they can change quickly. We'll get into all that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on independence or whatever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News. Two men suspected of trafficking fentanyl in the United States skipped their court appearance on Thursday.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investigators have again come up empty in the search for the remains of Teamster Union boss Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared 47 years ago. The FBI announced on Thursday that a nine-month investigation debunked the deathbed confession by a man who claimed he buried Hoffa's body in a barrel under a bridge in Jersey City, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
Turns out nobody is not feeling well. He was in the house. He just got back from a restaurant. I guess it didn't agree with him real good. So he's passed out in the next. Now, maybe we'll see him later, maybe we won't. But we got plenty to talk about here tonight, Chris. You and I have been discussing the big news out of New Hampshire, which is, and also not just New Hampshire, but eight states had a survey done, and it's a company called Survey USA that did this, and purportedly they're renowned to some extent as far as surveys are concerned, and it is a scientific survey with 625 respondents, where they looked at various different questions, about 27 questions in regards to independence for not just New Hampshire, but, again, like I said, seven other states, including Texas, Hawaii, and basically every southern state east of Texas. All of them were surveyed about independence. It was actually all conducted by the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They were the ones that were behind the survey. And we're sharing some of the interesting results out of this, namely that 52% of Republicans in New Hampshire either strongly or somewhat agree that New Hampshire should govern itself as an independent country. And as you pointed out, Chris, this is going to make this particular election season very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because already you've got the drama of the Republicans versus the Democrats. And just to be clear, we're not Republican Democrat people on this show. If you're new to Free Talk Live,
definitely not.
We're voluntarists. We're liberty loving anarchists. We're libertarians. These are the kinds of folks you're going to find behind microphones at this show. But that said, earlier this year, the very first ever, very historic bill that was put forward. It didn't get through the process, but it was put forward. There was a public hearing on the bill, and then there was a vote on that bill on the state house floor. And the bill would have, if it had been passed by the state house and the state senate with over 60% voting for it, it would have then gone to the ballot, and it would have been a ballot question for the people of New Hampshire to decide. Not to decide whether to start talking about seceding from the United States, but to actually declare independence peacefully from the United States. That's all it would have taken. It would have been 2/3 of the voters to vote on that. Unfortunately, it's not going on the ballot because it didn't even get through the state house.
It was still a historic vote.
It was.
I don't think any other state has had, since at least the Civil War probably, a vote by by representatives, especially a whole house, on independence.
Correct. So very historic, and it got some press. It got some news. The Democrats right now are flipping out.
Oh, are they ever?
They're using secession to try to position their candidates as, you know, the good patriotic Democrats. And vote for them. But what happened during this was there were a lot of Republican state reps who, and just to be clear, the 13 reps that did indicate that they had some level of support for the bill were all Republicans. And they got a raft of crap from some of the rest of the more statist Republicans that are in the state house. And then there's a bunch of other Republicans who quietly support secession but aren't willing to come out and promote that fact because they're worried that it would hurt them at the ballot box in November. So
I think the number one response from reps for not voting was they didn't know what their constituents wanted them to or how they wanted them to vote. So
correct. And in this case, this hopefully will give them a little bit more courage because whether we like it or not, politicians are not known for having a backbone. Even though some of these people are friendly to us, some of them are libertarians. Some of them are, you know, even though they're in office as Republicans, they are actually libertarians that ran as Republicans just so they could get elected. But even some of them wouldn't support this thing. Even some of them were afraid that they may not get reelected.
Yeah, I mean, and that is a question of, is it more worthwhile to remain in office or stay principled? I don't know if it's not principled, but certainly go towards your principles.
Can you stay principled and remain in office?
And remain in office. And I think
Ron Paul showed that you can.
I think the evidence in the polling suggests you can, too.
Well, now, they could probably still say that based on the fact that it's only the Republicans who are saying more than 50%, 52% here either agree strongly or somewhat agreed that New Hampshire should govern itself as an independent country, that's still not enough to win an election. It might be enough to win a Republican primary, but it is not enough because the independents, you only had 24% of independents saying the same thing, and Democrats, only 19% of them said the same thing. So they could still argue, well, even if I come out in favor of independents, yeah, I might get through the Republican primary and beat the primary opponent, but it won't help me at the general election. So I think you're still going to see that level of cowardice from some people.
Could.
But this should move some of them in the right direction. This should at least And hopefully there's a new, what they call political action committee, a PAC here in New Hampshire. It's the New Hampshire Independence PAC. So it's not related, you know, directly to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, but everybody's friendly. We know who everybody is. And so they hopefully will be contacting these candidates and letting them know the good news about this poll and its results, and then asking them to go on the record as to whether or not they support independence. And make this a key issue of this election, and let's get these guys, these people on the record and see, first of all, how many secession-supporting candidates make it through the primary. First of all, are the people who voted this year going to make it through their primaries? Because some of them have primaries. So that's an important question, is can this, you know, the more establishment candidates that are now running against the secessionist candidates, are they going to, you know, who's going to win in that circumstance? That's an important question. And secondly, how many other candidates who previously had not supported secession, or challengers that we've never heard of before, are willing to support secession to get the support of the one-issue secessionist voters out there? So that's what that remains to be seen, but it will be interesting.
Yeah, it's also interesting in that people have never had that real opportunity to consider this or think about this issue. And that would have been the majority of the people who were asked this question, too. So
yes, that's right. It's probably the first time I've heard a question like that.
Right, exactly. It's the first time they've ever heard anybody even ask the question. So, you know, it really begs the question of, well, if they've never even had the opportunity to think about it, they're probably more likely to, you know, say no, they don't support it, or that they're unsure, because they just haven't had the time to think about it. Like, it hasn't been an option in their mind. So I wonder how, as we campaign for, you know, independence further, right? And the
this ain't stopping. It's just going to grow from here.
As the idea gets out there more, what is, you know, what are people going to think then? Like, if this poll, the same poll was done, say, in 2 years,
and it
or 4 years, or, you know, 6 years.
They're talking about doing it every couple of years at least, if not every year.
Right. This change, and I got a feeling it probably will. It will probably, you know, change for the better, and we'll end up with more people supporting independence.
Well, it's no, just, there's more than one reason why that's going to be true, I think.
Yeah.
One, we're going to persuade people over
time.
Right. You know, they're going to talk to a friend who's going to hear from.
Speaking of which, I even had somebody come up to me today. I was wearing my NHS shirt and asked me about independence.
On the street?
Yeah, and they asked me, is this something about secession, I believe it was. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I forgot what else exactly they asked, but it was.
They didn't tell you to go screw off or anything.
Nope,
nice about.
Nope. He was genuinely interested in the idea. I got the feeling that he probably hadn't ever thought about it before.
Right. So that's important.
He sounded like he might like the idea. Like, I mean, he was asking because it sounded like he liked the idea.
Right. People have to have their objections answered, because they're going to have objections. They're going to have fears. And that's one of the important parts about this survey, which we haven't gotten to. One of the other questions is, if Hawaii or California or Texas were to secede, what should the federal government do about that?
And can it be done? I think that was his biggest question. Can it be done?
Well, we'll get into that, too, and there's really a lot more to say. We got to talk about why the numbers are going to change, and I'll tell you one reason why. Old people don't like secession. I got demographics here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. We're talking about independence. Well, anybody who wants it. I mean, you should be able to be independent if you're an individual. You should be able to declare your own independence from all of the states of the world and live free. Unfortunately, that's not the world we live in because they will crush you and be violent and throw you in a jail cell if you don't do what they say. So, unfortunately, we have to do some level of organizing and political action and such. And that is what has been happening here in New Hampshire for the last almost two decades since the founding of the Free State Project, where libertarian activists have been migrating here to New Hampshire and getting active in various different ways. And one of those ways has been to talk about secession. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence has been around since, I think, 2012. So I think they celebrated quietly their 10-year anniversary this year. And now they're rolling out some pretty big guns at this point. They're rolling out a poll that was done in late June. Numbers just came out within the last 24 hours. And I've got the details here, the cross tabs, as they call them. And we're just kind of digging through it here and just opining about what it means. These are important numbers because, to me, it's a really good starting point to say that 29% of all respondents in this scientific survey conducted by SurveyUSA.com are saying that they are ready, or they, quote, would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country. To me, that means they support secession today. And by the way, it's 14%. We're not sure. So that's a large number of people that are already on the fence that we can work to persuade to our side. And we were just talking, Chris, you and I, about what are some of the factors that are going to come into play as far as why these numbers are going to shift over time in the directions of independence. First of all, the federal government is just going to get worse. I mean, we can count on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's going to... It doesn't matter if Trump gets elected again. I know a lot of people believe he's going to somehow make things better, but he didn't make things better the first 4 years. He's not going to make things better the second four. Certainly another four of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris is just going to be... It's going to be worse on stacked on top of worse. Inflation's probably not going to slow down. And they're just going to make our case for us.
Yeah, it's so funny. Literally, Trump put in a 25% tariff. Most people don't know this. And then he lifted it before he left office. And then what did Joe Biden do? He reinstituted the 25% tariff.
Wow.
You know, these parties, these people, whether you're talking about people on the left or you're talking about people on the right, they are one and the same.
You can't tell the difference.
You really can't.
So beyond the federal government just doing our job for us and pushing people away from the idea of being part of their union anymore, it's also time is on our side. According to the numbers here in this survey, they did demographic breakdowns. And guess what? If you're over the age of 65, you're much less likely than everyone else to be against the idea. Or sorry, you're much less likely to be in favor of secession. So people who are 65 and over, only 5% of them strongly agreed with the statement, I would prefer New Hampshire govern itself as an independent country.
That's because they're all on Social Security and welfare. I mean,
well, that could be, but Social Security would still come through, so that's not it.
But they don't realize that. I think most people don't understand that. And I wonder how many you could get on our side if they understood that they would not be losing their Social Security.
That could be a factor, but regardless, you know, their time is running out.
And, it is.
And when you start raising the age, you go to up to, and again, I'm just talking about strongly agree, that category.
Sure.
50 to 64, 13%, so you go from 5 to 13%. 35, people who are 35 to 49, it goes up to 20%, and then 18 to 34 dips down a little bit to 18%. So they actually cut it to, they broke it down also into the category of 50 plus and 18 to 49. So people who are 50-plus, it's 9% strongly agree with New Hampshire governing itself as an independent country. And if you're under the age of 50, it's 19%. So it's more than twice as many people supporting strongly under the age of 50 than over the age of 50. So we definitely have an advantage when it comes to younger people supporting the ideas of independence. And especially Republicans, as we pointed out earlier, 52% of people who are affiliated with the Republican Party are supporting New Hampshire independence. So that's a pretty impressive statistic, and again, a very good starting point. Moving a little bit further down the line on this question, another interesting but not surprising detail is people who've completed 4 years of also are not so interested in independence. So the more time you spent in the state-run indoctrination camps, the more you are of the federal government gang, with only 8% of those who have completed 4 years in college saying they strongly agree with New Hampshire being an independent country.
Wait a minute. You got to give me that statistic. Only 4% support independence?
No. 8% of people who have four-year college.
Yeah.
So four-year bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
Only 8% strongly agree with the idea of New Hampshire being an independent country, compared to 21% of high school graduates.
Huh. Interesting.
And 13% of some college. So the more quote-unquote educated you are, the more you support the tyrannical police state.
Interesting.
Also, they broke down. This one was counter to what I expected. Looking at urbanicity, people who live in either urban or rural or suburban areas. They broke it down into those categories as well.
Yeah.
And again, we're just looking at the strongly agree category. A surprising 11% of people in rural areas strongly agree with New Hampshire being an independent country, but 26% of urban people.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I would have expected it to be the opposite of
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't you? Yeah, so would I. It was really kind of a surprise. Now, when you get into the somewhat agree category,
yep.
then it kind of changes a little bit. It goes to 11% urban somewhat agree to 15% rural somewhat agree.
Hmm.
But still, it was kind of a surprise to see more than double the percentage of the strong. The people really feel strongly about this.
Yeah, it seems so weird. I'm shocked. I mean, I guess I would think people like living on farms would better understand how oppressive, you know, the federal government is.
But maybe the farm people are more like, yeah, America.
You know what it might be? They get subsidies. I bet you that's a good part of it, federal subsidies.
So do people in cities. I don't know. It's an interesting number. And actually, when you go on the reverse side of it, so the people that strongly disagree, the people that are the most vehement about staying within the union,
yeah,
the numbers hold true there to some extent as well, with 36% of rurals saying stay in the union and 28% of urban. So, again, more rural people wanting to identify with the federal government. And actually, suburban more even stronger than the rurals there, with 41% saying...
You know what?
Stay with the union.
American flag, it's so rooted in probably the culture.
The rural?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. I mean, they tend to be the types that hold the American flag, you know, all, you know, constantly God, country, you know, all that. American flag.
So it's interesting. That's just one question that we were looking at here. Another one that I mentioned earlier was the big objection that you come to when you talk to people about independence. And it's their first time considering it. Usually there's a couple of objections that come out. One of them you've already touched on here. Well, what about Social Security? That's a big one that you hear a lot. Another one is, well, the government's just going to roll in tanks. The U.S. military will be called in. They're going to come into wherever it is we're talking about, and they're going to kill people.
Is it legal, and can you even do it? I think to kind of the ways people often phrase it.
I don't think that really matters to the federal government, right? Like
if
it comes to using violence against people to keep the union together, we know they did it once in the Civil War. They would do it again.
There is an interesting statistic from the poll, though, in regards to support.
That's what I was about to get to. So they asked this question. What is the strongest penalty that Congress should impose on the state if someday one of the following states were to vote to declare its intention to negotiate peacefully with Congress to separate from the U.S., which they shouldn't do. They should just say goodbye. Also, no longer send its elected officials to Congress, and finally sign treaties to allow the United States to maintain important military bases within the state. So what would happen if California... or Texas or Hawaii did that. So they asked three separate questions, all with the same sort of surrounding details. So if if California were to do those things that they proposed, only 3% of respondents in New Hampshire said that the military should be used to stop it. Only
3%. Wow. I mean, basically, that's saying to me that, you know, if we did declare independence, nobody would stop us.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at the other studies, so again, they looked at 7 states. We're just... from New Hampshire here, they looked at the southern states, southeastern states, and they looked at Hawaii. And you look at all their numbers, according to, I think it was the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that actually did take a look at that. And I don't think a single one of them went above 10% on that question. Many of them were 5, 6.
It would be 4%. A very, very unpopular award, just as we suspected.
I'll see if I can find more about that here. But yeah, so people in the United States do not want to see an invasion of anyone who secedes. Some supported the idea of economic sanctions against those states. The vast majority just said, let them go.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now.
I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.